Conversation tips for husbands and wives. As a caring husband, a man converses with his wife in a way that enables her to reveal her deepest feelings. Through conversation, he learns to meet many of her needs. But the conversation itself meets one of her most important marital needs. She simply wants him to talk to her. I will end this chapter with a list that summarizes the ways you can care for your spouse with conversation. We've dealt with all of them. Now it's time to put them into action. Number one, remember how it was when you were dating. You both still need to exhibit that same intense interest in each other and in what you have to say, especially about your feelings. Number two, a woman has a profound need to engage in conversation about her concerns and interests with someone who, in her perception, cares deeply about her and for her. Number three, men, if your job keeps you away from home overnight for days on end, think about changing jobs. If you cannot, find ways to restore the intimacy of your marriage each time you return from an absence so that your wife can begin to feel comfortable with you again. If your wife does most of the traveling, the same principle applies. Number four, get into the habit of spending 15 hours each week alone with your spouse, giving each other undivided attention. Spend much of that time in natural but essential conversation. Number five, remember, most women fall in love with men who have set aside time to exchange conversation and affection with them. They stay in love with men who continue to meet those needs. Number six, financial considerations should not interfere with time for conversation. If you don't have the time to be alone to talk, your priorities are not arranged correctly. Number seven, never use conversation as a form of punishment, ridicule, name-calling, swearing, or sarcasm. Conversation should be constructive, not destructive. Number eight, never use conversation to force your spouse to agree with your way of thinking. Respect your spouse's feelings and opinions, especially when yours are different. Number nine, never use conversation to remind each other of past mistakes. Avoid dwelling on present mistakes as well. Number 10, develop interest in each other's favorite topics of conversation. Number 11, learn to balance your conversation. Avoid interrupting each other and try to give each other the same amount of time to talk. And number 12, use your conversation to inform, investigate, and understand each other. When you meet your wife's need for conversation, you come to understand each other more clearly and learn what it takes to meet each other's needs. That in turn enables you to deposit love units in each other's love banks, which creates and sustains romantic love. The conversational skill is a must if you want to be irresistible to each other. Questions for him. Number one, do I spend time talking to my wife? Is our time spent together near the 15-hour goal? Should we make changes? Number two, do I share interests with my wife? How can I improve? And number three, does my career take me away from my wife? How can I change? Questions for her. Number one, do I miss anything from our dating days? Do we still have the kind of communication we shared then? Number two, am I doing anything that hinders conversation? Do I have a great job that requires much travel? Do I talk too much? What can I do to improve such a situation? And number three, what interests do I share with my husband? What do we talk about together? Are there any other areas we need to share? To consider together. Number one, are our spheres of interest totally separate or do they overlap? If they overlap, what areas of mutual interest do we have? Do we communicate about them enough? Number two, how can we rearrange our schedules to work toward a goal of 15 hours a week of real communication together? And number three, what communication tips in this chapter should we use to improve communication in our marriage?